Aircheckdownloads.com. Casey's Top 40. Wherever you are and wherever you go, you can hear Casey's Top 40 every week on great radio stations like Variety 104.3 WBSB, Baltimore, Maryland. The Tri-Cities only hit music station, Fly 92, Albany, New York. Bloomington's number one radio station, B97, Bloomington, Indiana. And Omega Stereo, Panama City, Panama. Now, from New York City, here's Sophie B. Hawken. She moves up three notches to number six with Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover. Climbing from number nine to number six, that's Damn, I Wish I Was Your Lover. It's the first top ten for a singing drummer named Sophie B. Hawkins. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40. Saying goodbye to a friend doesn't have to mean saying goodbye to your memories. And that's what this request and dedication is all about. It comes to us from a group of teenagers in Michigan. Here's what they write. Dear Casey, we'd like to tell you about a very special girl named Helga, who was a friend to everyone. Last year, at the beginning of summer, we found out that Helga had leukemia. The doctor said it wasn't that serious and could be treated with chemotherapy. Helga was in and out of the hospital all the time, but by the end of summer, she had to stay permanently. We saw her all through her treatment. Even though she'd lost most of her hair and had tubes all over, she never let it get her down. The best thing about her was her positive attitude. A lot of times she was the one cheering us up. No matter how bad things got, Helga always looked forward to tomorrow. Well, after getting worse and worse, Helga started getting better. The doctor said she'd soon be released. Casey, she was so excited about going back to school and being with her friends and her family again. Then, one night, something went wrong. Helga died in her hospital bed. Since everyone thought she was getting better, no one really had a chance to say goodbye. Casey, we'd like that chance to say goodbye by dedicating It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday to Helga, age 15, who died of leukemia last October. We'll always remember her. Sincerely, Helga's friends. Here's your request and dedication.
How do I...
It's So Hard to Say Goodbye to Yesterday, a number one smash last year for Boys to Men, and a request and dedication from a group of teenagers in Michigan in memory of their friend, Helga. If you'd like to send us a request and dedication, here's the address. Casey's Top 40, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. Now, on with a survey.
Number five.
After peaking last week at number two, the group Joe Public falls three notches. Here's Live and Learn. From Buffalo, New York, that's the four-man band Joe Public. They dropped three notches to number five with Live and Learn. And that means we've got just four big hits to go on our way to number one.
Casey's Top 40.
We, the senior class of Edgemont High, look forward.
Here it is.
Casey's Top 40.
From Hollywood, California, this is Casey Kasem. Now, rising four notches to number four, here's a man born in the state that calls itself the Crossroads of America, the state that was the birthplace of basketball great Larry Bird, film legend James Dean, and TV host David Letterman. From the great state of Indiana, here's Michael Jackson and In the Closet.
Just a lover.
Climbing four notches to number four, the biggest move within the top ten this week. That's Michael Jackson and In the Closet. I'm Casey Kasem on Casey's Top 40. The smaller the numbers, the bigger the hits.
Number three.
Skipping up a notch, here's the teen duo Criss Cross with Jump.
Jump, jump. You should know.
Moving up from four to three, that's the duo Criss Cross with their million-selling single Jump. We're counting down now to a trio that turned into a quartet when their creators couldn't figure out who to drop. This week, they're glad they left things alone because that quartet is singing the number one song in the USA.
Casey's Top 40.
Get a jump on summer at Camelot Music.
Casey's Top 40.
I'm Casey Kasem. We're just a hit away from the number one song in the land. But first, rising a notch to number two, here's the red hot band called the Red Hot Chili Peppers with Under the Bridge. Moving up a notch to number two, that's Under the Bridge, the first top ten for the band called the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Well, that means we're up to the number one song in the USA on Casey's Top 40, and it's by a trio that turned into a quartet because their creators couldn't figure out who to drop. It all began back in 1988 when San Francisco Bay Area producers Denzel Foster and Thomas McElroy decided they could make big hits by putting together a female trio with a sound like Exposé, Sweet Sensation, and Seduction. So Denzel and Thomas announced a series of auditions. They put out the word that they were looking for women with great voices and the right look. And as you might expect, several hundred singers showed up. For weeks, the two producers listened to one young woman after another sing her heart out. But when they were done auditioning for their trio, they found not three, but four women who seemed just right. Dawn Robinson, Terry Ellis, Cindy Herron, and Maxine Jones. To see how the women would sound in a group, Denzel and Thomas kept putting them together in different combinations. But the producers couldn't figure out which one to eliminate. The women were all just so good. And so, almost out of desperation, Denzel and Thomas decided that maybe, just maybe, the thing to do was to create a quartet instead of a trio. It wasn't the winning style of the time, but it just might work. And did it ever. In 1990, the vocal group got their first top 40 hit, a million seller called Hold On. And this week, for the fourth week in a row, the quartet that should have been a trio is singing the biggest hit in the land. The number one song in the USA on Casey's Top 40 is My Lovin' You're Never Gonna Get It by In Vogue. There it is, the number one song in the USA on Casey's Top 40 for the fourth consecutive week. My Lovin' You're Never Gonna Get It by In Vogue. And there you have them, the 40 biggest hits on the pop chart according to Radio and Records, the industry's number one newspaper. Casey's Top 40 comes to you every week from Hollywood. If you have a request and dedication or a question for us, write to Casey's Top 40, P.O. Box 4300, Hollywood, California, 90078. This program's a presentation of the Westwood One Radio Networks, produced by Bert Kleinman. Our staff includes Meryl Schindler, Alan Goldblatt, Bill Strom, Ron Harris, Jeff Axelrod, and Gonzalo Venecia. Production and engineering by Al Ramirez with Michael Cooper, Steve Thrapp, Mike Williams, Melanie Minear, Susan Waller, and Jeff Kowalczyk. Executive producer, Norm Pattis. My name's Casey Kasem. For a look at your favorite stars every week, join me for my TV show, America's Top 10. And until next week, when once again we'll count down the 40 biggest hits in the USA, keep your feet in the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And leave your dial tuned right where it is.
Casey's Top 40 is brought to you on the Westwood One Radio Networks by the U.S. Army. Learn how to get an edge on life. Be all you can be. By Camelot Music, the exclusive home of the Repeat Performance Program. By AT&T, proud sponsor of the 1992 U.S. Olympic team. And by Schweppes Ginger Ale, the world's only source of Schweppervescents.
Jam Creative Productions, Dallas. 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 Jam Creative Productions, Dallas.
AirCheckDownloads.com.